Well, folks, we've got a return guest in the studio today. We've got Cass Meyerhofer-Davis. She's a community health worker with Catalyst for Change. So, well, welcome back in, Cass.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and to chat a little bit about Mental Health Awareness Month and some things we've got going on in the community.
Awesome. So I was kind of cheating off your notes here to start things, and you got some history on Mental Health Month here. So would you mind filling us in on maybe how it got started, maybe when, what you got there?
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't know this, but Mental Health Awareness Month was actually established 77 years ago. So in 1949, it was established as a way to help educate the public and advocate for more humane treatment for individuals that had mental health conditions. So I think it's something very interesting to note. We tend to feel as though mental health awareness is more of a modern push, but it's been around for quite some time.
Absolutely. Nothing new, necessarily.
Right.
And
right.
So have you been pretty busy as a community health worker around these parts lately? Does it ease up as summer comes on here?
A lot of people think that with the sun being out more, people having a little more flexibility, it starts to kind of slow down. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Mental health is steady. And although we do tend to see a spike in our winter, our darker, colder months, summer is still a time where individuals can struggle with their mental health. So no, there's not really a slowdown during this time of year.
Yeah, no rest for the wicked, as they say. The brain never rests on you. So what are some things you guys have going on at the moment you think folks need to be aware of? Maybe some programs you got going on or some things folks can reach out to if they're maybe filling in the dumps at the moment.
Yeah, so we have the Fallon County Mental Health Council is hosting monthly community dinners. It's a great time for community members to come together, to enjoy a great meal, and just spend some time speaking with each other and building connections. Connections with others is one of the main ways that we can use to combat our mental health illnesses. So we really want to just create a space of compassion and connection in the community.
Do you think in today's day and age, when you say that personal connection, do you think some people think they get away with it? To them, a personal connection is on social media? You think you think click and like it, some people think that fills in that gap for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with our youth, we do tend to see that. And actually, there's a difference between connection, knowing each other, and being emotionally connected. And I feel like that's where a lot of us in a rural community kind of fall flat. We have those connections. We see each other in the grocery store. We know who we are, but we don't have that emotional connection. So that's what we're really trying to cultivate with the Fallon County Mental Health Council.
Where would I go to find like an agenda or a schedule, I should say, for those dinners?
Yeah, we post that in the newspaper as well as the Fallon County Mental Health Council Facebook page.
Cool. So if I go to the Facebook search bar, just type in Fallon County Mental Health Council and should get me there?
Absolutely. Yep.
Right on. Cool. And so that's once a month. And are you kind of like, do you moderate a conversation during those dinners?
So we really want it to be low stress for individuals that come. And it's come as you are and bring what you'd like to bring to the table as far as mental health concerns. Not moderating too heavy on mental health conversations because it's uncomfortable at times and we're still fighting that stigma. So my part in it is I will bring materials. I'm there to communicate, to answer questions, to chat with people that might want to start that conversation, but we don't want you to feel pressured to start the conversation while you're there.
Awesome. So again, check out the Fallon County Mental Health Council Facebook page. Get the schedule for that if you want to show up once a month. And what else you got going on?
Right now, we're just keeping steady with things at the office. As a gentle reminder for the community, if you are feeling that you're struggling with mental health, please come in, please give me a call, and I can get you set up with some counseling. I think that it's important that we understand and we realize that there's no shame in asking for help, and we don't have to wait until we hit a crisis point to ask for that help. Mental health impacts everyone, and we really want to maintain our mental health throughout the year and not wait until things get really tough. I just really would like to point out that we're trying to reduce stigma here during Mental Health Awareness Month. And the more that we talk about mental health problems, mental health concerns, we're able to make a space of less judgment for individuals to come forward and ask for help. And just highlighting the fact that mental health impacts everyone. We all have our physical health, we all have our mental health, so nobody can run from that. We carry a lot more than we realize when we're going through this life. And sometimes we need a little help shouldering that burden. So we're here to help support in any way that we can and help get you connected with some compassionate and consistent care.
Awesome. Well, thanks a bunch. That's Cass Meyerhofer Davis. She's a community health worker with Catalyst for Change, part of the Fallon County Mental Health Council. And we sure appreciate you stopping in. And again, it's just always good to get that conversation out and that stigma. The more we can make it okay to talk about what's going on in your head, the better it is for everybody.
So. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure speaking.
Thank you.